fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Very good morning to you, Penelope, and welcome to the Breakfast Show for 2018. 2018.
Hi.
Did you have a good blah, blah, break holiday, Christmas, all that blah, blah?
Yes, I did, thanks.
Did you? Good, good.
Yes, yes.
And I believe that you've been out and about taking in some of the more summertime activities, some of the more unique summertime activities, and thus have it's affected your report this morning.
Yeah, I thought I'd kind of, you know, embark on new adventures. And one of those adventures was to go to the Pūhoi wood chopping competition on Saturday.
I wouldn't have picked that for you. Yeah. But, I mean, that just goes to show, doesn't it? Stop being so presumptuous, Mike.
Yeah, no, I just kind of thought, I saw it on Facebook and I was like, oh, I want to check that out. I want to see what that's
like. That's what Facebook wants you to do so badly. I just saw that. I might go check it out.
Yeah, I got
I might go to Pūhoi and check out the, what is it?
I think it's just like a wood chopping competition.
Just, I'm going to go to Pūhoi and check out the wood chopping competition. Now, that's the only reason you went out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Because you're like, you know,
excellent.
They have this
competition. I admire your pluck.
And
young lady,
I was like thinking, oh, then, you know, got to have an element of skill doing that, and you know, you can sit and kind of watch and have a couple of beers.
You're not really a sporting person, are you?
No, I'm completely the opposite. So what? I mean,
what is it about lumberjacking? Maybe it's the way I said lumberjacking.
It's just like, you know, looking for a new boyfriend, and
I wanted a woodcutter.
Yeah, I wanted an X man.
I was listening to Red Riding Hood, and I thought, wow, woodcutters. That's a great thing to go do, and you loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was
loved
excellent.
It. How long did it go on for?
It was all day. It was like 9:30.
All day.
9:30 to 5:30, but you know, I rocked up at like about 2 o'clock.
5:30.
Yeah, I rocked up like
for the championship end of the day.
Yeah, and when I got there, they were doing the competition where they are standing on a pole, you know, like it's an actual tree that's been cut down. The branches are off.
A log, and, you mean?
Yeah, a log. Yeah. Vertical log. Yeah, and they have to cut slits into the side of it and put platforms in for them to stand on so they can get to the top.
Yeah.
And then they chop the top, and then they've got to go and do another side down the bottom, and they've got to move these planks around. And it's really, like,
woohoo!
So scary. But, you know, you've got to be highly skilled. And But the one thing that kind of like...
sharp axe too, I'd wager.
Yeah, and some of them had like more than one. Multiple axes. You know, so like when they were doing the one where it's like...
How impressed you are.
Yeah, like...
That's so good, yeah.
Like the 12-inch kind of logs on the ground that were pinned together, and then they would cut these little platforms out for their feet, and then they would chop them, you know, and they were horizontal ones.
Yeah.
But like the thing that kind of fascinated me was the fact that you couldn't tell who was going to be the best person. Like you could go, oh, that guy's quite muscular, he looks strong, he could like totally blow away the competition. Or there was another guy who might have been like...
Is it like sheep shearing?
It's like all different types of bodies and strengths and things like that. And there's penalties and, you know, it's just really quite fascinating. But the thing that kind of like blew me away...
It's cool that you went along to it. I was impressed,
Was the fact that like, you know, was their clothing. So I thought we could talk about sports uniforms.
What do you mean their clothing?
Well, they wore white pants. And like, if you think this is a sport that's very sweaty.
Sweaty and dirty too. Yeah. It's an outdoorsy sport.
Yeah, and so they're wearing like black singlets, you know, which is like, and they denominate kind of, I guess, their club or their sponsor or whatever. And they had sneakers on, which freaked me out, and white pants. And for the life of me, I cannot find why they wear white pants.
And why sneakers?
I know. I was like, "Where's the safety cap boots?"
I used to chop a bit of wood at one stage when I was a youngster, if I wore sneakers, every single chop, I'd be like, save myself from another toe chopping off incident there. Luckily, I never chopped my toes off, but I mean, you can get these sort of like steel-toed boots that look like sneakers now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they look like a booty robot Converse sort of.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
or like a Palladium type deal.
Yeah, you also didn't have to have a beard.
Really?
No.
Oh, see, that's interesting.
Yeah, didn't see any swannies. No plaid. No plaid.
You're saying the muscular, are they grooming themselves as well, or is their hairs bristling out from under the singlets?
There was some hair farming.
That's rural, isn't it? It's rural.
But
white slacks.
Yeah,
I can see why that's captivated you.
Yeah, I was just like, But why? And no amount of Googling is...
Some listeners were there. You've already got a text in saying it was a great day at Puhoi for the wood chopping.
Yeah. Caller, were you there, caller?
Yes, I was, caller.
You were, you were. Are you, you're not a not a competitor, are you?
Yes, I was.
Oh, my God, here we go. BFM, 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 BFM. How did you get on, firstly?
I didn't do too badly. The reason why you wear white pants is so if you get an injury, you can actually see the blood on the pants.
Oh, my God, do you know?
That's like, what, like an abattoir.
We actually thought that, and then we thought, oh, no, that's too obvious. Yeah. Oh,
because wow. I've been doing it for quite some time, but years ago, I don't know if you remember this, Mr. Hammock, but the old top half.
Yeah, on the top half, yeah. I think, I'm probably a bit older than that.
Yeah, well, we won't go there. Yeah. Won't go there.
It was a good, you know, that was a great variety news show, that was.
It was indeed, yeah. And then we were actually televised doing it when I was a young fella, about 8 or 9.
Hold on, I just recognised your voice. G'day, mate.
Thank you.
G'day there, buddy. I haven't heard from you for a long time. Anyway, yeah, carry on,
Thomas. So, you know, it was a great day. The event you're talking about with the pole is called the Jigger.
And
you're climbing up using springboards. And that actually goes back to the good old days, and it was actually how they used to climb up to the big mighty quality trees up there, and that's how they used to cut them down.
Wow. Yeah, glad they cut them all down.
So
it's amazing when you see pictures of, like, from, you know, turn of the century, and the size of some of those trees that they were logging by hand and somehow getting out of the forest.
Yeah. It was so, I'd never seen it before at all, and I just loved it. And can you explain to us about the penalties, like how that works?
Well, yeah, because it's with the advent of guys like Jason Winnier going overseas, it's been very Americanized, and you got to remember that...
You can turn pro.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of money to be made. Jason Winyard goes over, spends the majority of the time competing in the still timber wood chopping events over there, the still timber sports. So there's quite a bit of money to be had. But, yeah, the penalties, you can be penalised for heaps of things. You can actually be penalised for, in the States, for not actually having your shoes tied. So the penalties can be ranged from...
Safety first, though, of course.
Safety first, but like, it's a good chance to wear the old Dunlop volleys, Mr. Havoc.
Is that what those things are? Is that what they're all wearing, or are they wearing the ones that look like sneakers, but they're just so they can look cool, like the Fonz or something?
Yeah, I just wear the old white Chuckies.
Yeah, but with a steel toe.
No, steel toes.
No steel toe. You're not worried about just lopping your bottom part of your leg off by mistake?
Well, that's where you go home at night and you sort of get the axe out and you sort of practice.
No, right, of course. you don't just turn up after a big night and just crack into it.
Oh, no, I've done that. Seen that happen, actually. A guy split his toe right down the middle of it with an axe and kept on going. And at the end of the event, came second, walked off the block and had a big massive...
Hobbled off the block, wouldn't he?
No, he just had a big conniption, so it fainted in front of us, and then we looked down and saw that his shoe was a bright red colour.
Good Lord. Merry breakfast, everybody. Whee! Hey, that's fascinating. So how often does it happen? I guess it's a seasonal thing with the weather.
Oh, yeah, no, AMP shows, coming up. I mean, Puhoi, you're the AMP show at Puhoi, but the Puhoi Excellence Club decided to have an event there. So next one, the big one, is going to be a Kumin show.
Ladies, are ladies swinging the axe as well?
Yep.
Absolutely. There's an event called the Jack and Jill, which is...
The Jack and Jill? Sounds like a folk dance.
It is. Folk dance is not at all popular with woodchoppers,
Involving a saw.
Is this the Jack and Jill with the long saw? The big heavy tooth saw?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gum to garaz.
Oh, yeah, it's like if you've got a wife that's interested in your wood chopping, nothing she's loving more than a Jack and Jill sawing event for husband
that's
and wife.
Special. Isn't that special?
Yeah. First date.
That's right up there.
You know, come home covered in sawdust and sap.
Do they, is the wood slightly wet? Is it slightly damp?
Yeah, most of the wood that we use is poplar, so it's quite a wet thing. We actually prep the logs and then soak them overnight.
Yeah,
I can see where that's popping.
When you're chopping over in Sydney, you're using a lot of gum, which is a lot harder, of course. You mentioned that we have a lot of axes. We're not axe-wielding homicidal maniacs like you think, but different grinds on the axes for different types of wood. So if you've got a poplar, if you've got a poplar wood,
so you're not just using a off the rack axe.
No, we're talking like Tuatahi axes range from about $750 to about $1,500.
And then everyone's got their own way of grinding it down to a.
Yeah, most guys have a common grind. Like they have there's a chisel, there's a number one, there's a banana, there's a New South Wales. There's quite a few grinds, but it depends in different sizes. Like if you're swinging a big axe like myself, you're probably stop it, you're dirty. I heard you read on them if they have it.
It's a scoff.
Stop it. Yes, like most axes are about 6 inches wide to grading up to about 8.5 inches. So yeah.
All right, on. That's good.
I've got one more question.
Yes.
Sorry.
Fashion related?
No. It's like, on the vertical ones that they were doing that are pinned down, they put rubber bands on the top. Is that to stop splinters?
No, basically, there's a little timepiece at the top, and you tack that in, and actually as the log comes off, it actually goes to the computer and tells you what time you've done.
Whoa! They had video footage,
slow mo, wouldn't it? Yeah,
split second.
There's always some user operator that always has a, wants to go and have a look at the referee's footage and stuff like that. If it's a close competition, you're putting basically if you can put a really big face in, like your first cut, you put about 6 to 8 in real big hoofers, and then you're punching off. You turn around and start, do about 4 or 5, and you start punching. It's less than 20 seconds to do a 16-inch log.
Yeah, yeah. It was truly fascinating. I just thought it was really good. Ended up kind of sitting in the front row, drinking beers, thinking it was awesome, and filming it.
and fascinated about why they wore white slacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think it remember this, but I made the fatal mistake of wearing a pair of red boxes underneath it, so I got a wee bit of hassle for that one. But
what were you thinking, showpony? nice to hear from you, man. Thank you very much for calling in, and give us a call back soon, eh?
Okay, well, you take care there, lovey, and happy 2018 for you.
See you, Fluff.
See you later, Fluffy.
What's that? We're going to go. I've got another good one too. Another good one. We'll play
up
this.
We'll
play this and then we'll play that as well. What about that? That's BFMS, surely.
Hey, kid, you want a toy?
Uh-huh.
How about a bike?
No.
A video game?
No!
Well, okay. You pick a toy.
I want log. Boy, oh boy.
Yes, log. All kids love log.
What rolls fast stairs, a motor and pairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog. What's great for a snack, it fits on your back, it's log, log, log. It's log, log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log.
From Blammo.
Hey, thanks, Penny. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Only slightly fashiony, but very interesting.
But now we know that white pants are worn because if they get cut, you can see it.
If you want to win yourself a Mikey Have a Coffee Supreme prize pack with a Mikey Have a Coffee cup, a Mikey Have a Coffee sticker, and some Coffee Supreme coffee, why not just send us in a text of the oddest and most unusual sporting uniform that you know of that might rank up there alongside white slacks for log chopping. 5395 is the text number. The most eye-opening and refreshing text will win that. Chopping the wood, here we go. My nephew and I had a special dance to do this around the whole lounge. Pretend to be lumberjacks. This is Miles Benjamin. He's decided he wants you to. Thank you.
Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.